We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We want to talk to Ken Levy, an associate professor of law at LSU. The Alton Sterling decision by the Justice Department could come down today. And we want to talk about not necessarily the social ramifications, because I know we'll have plenty of time for that, but legally what's going on. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. And you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Tell me, I was under the impression, and maybe this is a common misperception by people, that there is no federal murder statute? Or am I wrong?
Well, I mean, if somebody's murdered on federal property or they're a FBI officer, then they can be prosecuted for murder. Okay. on those grounds. But usually it's
a civil rights violation, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And is this what they're looking into with Alton Sterling and the police?
Yeah, in the Alton Sterling case, it's clearly, if a murder charge was brought, it would be a state crime. What the Department of Justice is looking at is whether this is what's called a 242, an 18 U.S.C. 242 violation, which is a criminal deprivation of a constitutional right, and in this case, the right to life. And so that's what they're looking at, and they're either going to say yes or no. I have a prediction about that. If they say no, though, there is other recourse for the victims.
Well, let's civil or criminal recourse?
Both. Here's my prediction.
Okay.
My prediction is that the Department of Justice, it's the Middle District of Louisiana that's really looking at this. Of course, they have to send it up the chain to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. But my prediction is that they're going to say there's no 242 violation, which itself is going to cause outrage and anger. But then there's two recourses. One is for the family. They can sue under they can make a 1983 claim as well as tort claims. And then the state, Louisiana, can also prosecute for negligent homicide or manslaughter.
In terms of the standard for, I guess that number you quoted is a civil rights violation?
1983, yep.
What would the federal government have to prove?
Well, so a 1983 claim is a private claim. It's a civil rights claim. The family could bring that claim, and then they would basically have to prove that the police, the two officers, deprived Alton Sterling of his constitutional right to life. They used excessive force, and in so doing, deprived him of his constitutional right to life. If the federal government were to bring to prosecute the officers under a 242 claim, so that would be the state now, or the United States against the officers, they would have to prove not merely that there was excessive force that deprived Alton Sterling of his constitutional right to life, but also that it was willful, that they intended to deprive him of his constitutional right. And that's why my prediction is that they're going to say there's no evidence that they intended to deprive him of his constitutional right. The evidence would be something like racist comments accompanying the killing, or emails indicating beforehand, we're going to go get that guy and we're going to kill him, something like that. And
premeditation,
that kind of
almost.
Premeditation, willfulness, and intention, basically an intent to violate the Constitution. And merely acting with excessive force doesn't do that. You have to show more than that.
In terms of process, did the family have to wait on the outcome of the federal government's investigation before they filed the civil claim, or were they in essence letting the federal government do a lot of their discovery for him.
They certainly, I mean, legally or procedurally, they didn't have to wait for the federal government. My guess, I could be wrong, is that there were private arrangements made that the Department of Justice said, look, let us look into this before you file any claims. And once we make our recommendations, then you can go ahead. That's my guess. I mean, I predict that they're going to say no to a 242, a federal criminal violation here. But at that point, I would also predict that there will be a 1983 action filed against the officers by the family. Basically, there are two different tracks. One is civil and one is criminal. So one doesn't preclude the other.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
You have a good day. Ken Levy, Associate Professor of Law at LSU.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.